The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is fascinated by you. He is immensely fascinated by you. In almost every aspect of your life, he's intrigued. God is intrigued by what gets you up out of bed. He's intrigued by how you spend your weekends. He's fascinated by what brings you joy and stirs up wonder in your heart. He's fascinated by what breaks your heart, by what disappoints you, even by what angers you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is even fascinated by what's distracting you at Mass today. He's even fascinated by that. Not because he wants it to pull you out of Mass, but because he wants you to put it on the altar. He's fascinated, why, when you're with me, is this on your mind? Are you concerned about this? Because there's a reason, and I want to know it, and I want you to give it to me, because you can only do so much about it, especially right now. But give it to me, and I'll do something with it. Jesus Christ is fascinated by you, so much so that it borders on the ridiculous. Because that's how much he loves you. And there's no facet of your life that he's not fascinated in. But brothers and sisters, are we equally fascinated by Jesus? And do we let him be fascinated in us? Do we receive that? Do we make space in that? Do we believe deeply, existentially, that he's interested in your life? And has something to say about it. And if nothing else, he wants to be with you in what you're experiencing. We see through the Gospels, what does it look like when people are fascinated in Jesus? What does it look like when people believe that Jesus might have something to say about their life and that he'll answer? And so what are some of the questions that people ask Jesus in the Gospels? What is truth? Are you the King of the Jews? Are you the one we're waiting for, or should we wait for another? What is the most important part of the law? Is it lawful to divorce? Is it lawful to pay taxes? Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? How are we to pray? Who is my neighbor? How is it that you know me? What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? People and even demons in the Gospels ask a lot of questions of Jesus because they are fascinated in him. And they do believe that he cares about their lives and might have an answer and might have some power in their life. And they bring their questions to Jesus because, brothers and sisters, God does not desire a blind faith from you, and you are allowed to wrestle and to question. And Jesus is open to that through the whole of the Gospels and even still today. And he wants the questions of your life. Because, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of questions. They're questions about who am I? What's my meaning? What's my purpose? How did I end up in this situation? What does my family need from me? What brings me joy? What is going to bring me joy? What should I do with my time? We are full of questions. And Jesus Christ is fascinated in them. And he has some things to say about them. But often what happens in our lives is, even though many of us think much about ourselves, part of us thinks that we're not that fascinating. Part of us thinks that God doesn't care or isn't interested in this part of our life. And sometimes we don't bother to share the things in our life with him until we find ourselves in a crisis. And then we have a question. Why isn't he saying anything? Why isn't he answering? Why can I not hear him? When in fact we've spent a large part of our life not talking to him and not learning how to hear his voice. And we might not be able to pick out his voice in a crowd. Because brothers and sisters, God is not stingy with his love. And he gives us far more than we often recognize and receive. And that's because we haven't allowed him to be fascinated in us. And we haven't shared with him the questions, the joys, the concerns of our life. Brothers and sisters, people don't just ask Jesus questions, though. Jesus has a lot of questions for people. And he has a lot of questions for you and for me. And what are some of the questions that Jesus asks people in the Gospels because of his fascination with them? What is your name? Who touched me? How long has this one been suffering? Do you desire to be healed? Can you see now? Were not 10 made clean? Then why has only one returned to give thanks? Can we not feed them? How many loaves do we have? What are you arguing about? Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Will you also leave me? Jesus Christ asks a lot of questions in turn because, brothers and sisters, we are called into an intimate relationship with the person in your life who loves you more than anyone else ever could and loves you more than you love yourself. And he is deeply fascinated by you. And he wants to share your life with you if we let him. So again, all those things we shared before, we need to be in dialogue with God, to ask him our questions, but also to let him question us, because that's a relationship, and we're not called to a monologue. So brothers and sisters, what does it look like? Jesus Christ is fascinated in the TV show that you watch, in the movie that you watch, in the book that you read. He's fascinated. We often tell people a lot about, why am I doing this with my free time? Why is this show amazing? And maybe why should you watch it too? On a human level, we're good about doing that. We don't let Jesus be fascinated in us and in it in the same way. And it's not that hard. It's the good old pirate prayer that I talk a lot about. Acknowledge, relate, receive, and respond. Jesus, when I watch this show, I'm taken with the lives of these characters. And this is why. Because it helps tap into some part of my life story that maybe I didn't have the words to understand or say before. But seeing it in these characters, I understand myself better. In reading this book, in loving the characters in this story, I see why these things make sense for them. And here's what I desire for them. And maybe here's how I need to be more patient and desire more for the people in my life. Jesus Christ is fascinated by your sins. And he's fascinated in why you sin. Because brothers and sisters, they make sense to us. And Jesus Christ wants to know with you and for you to share, this is my sin. And this is why I turn to it. Because he wants to understand that story. Because sin doesn't come out of nowhere. And he's fascinated by why you and I sin, not to condemn us, not to judge us, not to leave us there, but to propose to us, maybe there's another way. Jesus Christ is fascinated by the wounds of your life, by the struggles that you've had, by the things that you've suffered, so that he can help you give a new meaning to it than maybe you have given to yourself. And he's interested, too, in the times that you mourn, because maybe he doesn't desire for you to stay there. Jesus Christ is even fascinated by your anger and by your wrath and by your disappointment, because he wants you to share even those parts of your heart so that he can be there with you and maybe still your heart and calm your heart and heal your heart. So brothers and sisters, there's no part of your life that Jesus Christ is not fascinated in. And it's not difficult. It is that pirate prayer. Acknowledge what is going on within me. Relate. I'm going to tell this to someone. We do that a lot on a human level. Do we do that with God? Because even what you read, watch, how you spend your weekend, what's making you angry, God wants to hear about it. And we tell our friends, we tell our spouses, we gossip about it. Do we tell Jesus? Because he's fascinated by it and wants to say something about it. And then do we respond? Which for many of us is the hard part, because there's no substitute for daily prayer. There's no substitute for silence in prayer. And there's no substitute for allowing God to speak, which is often where we struggle. But brothers and sisters, it's a relationship with the person who most intimately loves you, who most intimately is fascinated by you. And we're called to show up every day, because we're supposed to allow him to speak into our life and sometimes to question us too and to challenge us, to affirm us, to build us up. And then the last part is respond. We are called to be changed in love, to be changed by our prayer, to be changed by God's fascination with us. So brothers and sisters, you are not boring. No part of your life is irrelevant. God is intimately, deeply concerned with you, so much so that it borders on the ridiculous. But that's what you're worth. So brothers and sisters, let us grow in holding nothing back from God. Let us take our questions to him, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and let him speak a word of truth, a word of healing, a word of challenge into our lives. And let's not be afraid for him to ask us some questions too. Questions that may at times make us have to change our lives, because you are fascinating to your God, so much so that he took up his cross for you and died so that you also could die to your false self and rise to new life. Hold nothing back from him who held nothing back from you.